Hocking Correctional Facility in southeastern Ohio closed in March of last year. Now, a coalition of community leaders in the area hit hard by the opioid crisis is trying to find a new use for the old prison. They want to use the building to help women break the cycle of addiction. Hocking Correctional is at the top of a steep hill, surrounded by tall pine trees and the slopes of Appalachia. It's raining as Jason Ware of the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction fumbles with a comically large set of keys. It's a lot of keys.
Yes, it is.
It's clear no one has been inside the jail for months. The gates squeak open and cobwebs hang in the doorways. Despite the ominous setting, all Rick Hodges from Ohio University's College of Health can see is potential.
We're trying to make a cultural difference here, that this was a place of healing and recovery.
Hodges is part of the Appalachian Recovery Project, a coalition that formed back in March to come up with a new use for the prison. It includes healthcare officials, university professors, and even the local sheriff and judge. Their idea is to convert the space into a jail for women who have committed misdemeanors and are struggling with addiction.
Appalachia has been ground zero of the opioid crisis. This is a very poor area of the state and the country. They don't necessarily have the resources to combat the disease that other areas might. And so being able to find a facility here is just ideal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's almost like it's the perfect testing ground.
Yeah. And the perfect place to discover a beautiful facility like this that's almost move-in ready.
The group hopes that Hocking could provide women with a chance to get treatment before it's too late. Studies have found that when inmates addicted to opioids are released, their chances of fatal overdoses are significantly higher than the general population.
And the nice thing about this project is that the providers that are going to be here are the same providers that are going to inherit these folks when they go back to their communities. So there will hopefully not be a breakdown in service.
Like a continuum of care.
A continuum of care, exactly.
The Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction has agreed to lease the facility for $1 a year, as well as chip in up to $7 million over the next 10 years to help get it up and running again. The Appalachian Recovery Project hopes to operate the facility with a mix of funding, including federal and local grants, private sources, and Medicaid. They also want to provide job training for women at the facility. Local activist Janalee Stock, who helps women in recovery, supports the idea, but she says the area doesn't lack job training. What it lacks are good jobs.
Poverty and the difficulty finding meaningful work is a part and parcel of what contributes to that feeling of hopelessness that can lead to, well, let's just take a drug and we won't have to feel what we're feeling.
There are many obstacles to repurposing the old prison, but Rick Hodges hopes the new facility will welcome its first inmate in March, just 1 year after Hocking closed its gates. Paige Flager, WOSU News.